Arthur Hayes explains why BitMEX chose to wind down. BitMEX co-founder Arthur Hayes has set out his account of why the exchange he helped start in 2014 is closing, rather than trying to trade its way back to relevance. In a piece circulated on August 22, 2026, and summarized by Wu Blockchain, Hayes framed the wind down as a board decision reached after a strategic review, not a failure forced by insolvency. The exchange told users in July it would stop operating by September 23, 2026, ending an 11-year run. Hayes's core argument is that BitMEX won an early market it could no longer defend. The platform invented the perpetual swap, the leveraged contract that now drives most crypto derivatives volume. That product got copied, scaled, and eventually commoditized by venues with far larger balance sheets and user bases. BitMEX kept the first mover credit but lost the volume. The regulatory scar that never healed, the starting point in Hayes's telling, is the 2020 U.S. enforcement action. Hayes, Ben DeLow, and Samuel Reed pleaded guilty in 2022 to failing to run a Bank Secrecy Act-compliant anti-money laundering program. That case pushed BitMEX out of the U.S. market entirely and left it operating under constraints that newer competitors did not carry at the same moment in their growth. Being locked out of the largest pool of leveraged traders is hard to reverse. While BitMEX tightened compliance and rebuilt, Binance, Bybit, and OKX captured the flow that BitMEX could no longer legally chase. The company later described the closure as the outcome of assessing both its own position and the state of the broader industry, wording that lines up with Hayes's account of a business boxed in rather than blown up. Outscaled first, then undercut. The competitive squeeze came from two directions. Centralized rivals took the offshore leverage market with deeper liquidity and broader product menus. Then on-chain perpetual venues, Hyperliquid Chief among them, pulled a second wave of traders toward platforms where positions settle on a public ledger, and users keep custody of their collateral. That second shift matters beyond BitMEX. Part of the appeal of on-chain derivatives is that traders are not trusting an operator to segregate and return their funds. The counterparty risk that haunts every custodial platform, from FTX to Wirecard in traditional finance, is exactly the risk a winding down exchange makes concrete. BitMEX users now have a fixed calendar to move balances off the platform, a reminder of why some traders prefer to spend and settle from their own wallet rather than leave assets with a third party. An orderly exit, not a bank run. The mechanics of the wind down support Hayes's chosen exit framing. Rather than freezing withdrawals, BitMEX set a stage timeline. It stopped users from opening new positions in late August, restricted activity to position reductions, and will force close any remaining open positions through the September 23rd shutdown. That is the profile of a solvent operator closing a book in order, not a platform scrambling to cover a hole. The backdrop is less tidy. The shutdown followed the departure of BitMEX's CEO, chief financial officer, and head of growth weeks earlier. A reported $1 billion sale of the business fell apart before the closure was announced. Separately, a lawsuit from BKX Services and David Namdar alleges BitMEX ran an undisclosed insider trading desk that traded against its own customers using private account data, a claim the winding down exchange now faces alongside its exit. Hayes's essay does not resolve those threads, and readers should weigh his version as the account of a founder with a stake in how the story lands.